That begins a story that would create the first superstation. Tell us how you were contacted or how you came to the attention of Ted Turner.
Ted had a habit, and it's one of the things that made him build an empire that was worth billions of dollars. When he wanted to do something, he could look ahead, but he'd also say, I want to go find the best expert in the country to help me go do it. He looked around for the best expert and was told by other leaders in the satellite industry, the guy you need is Ed Taylor. So he basically came to me to do that. At that time, I was the vice president of marketing in Western Union. I'd given up my consulting business and went to work for Western Union as a vice president because they had a satellite up in the air. I was their vice president of marketing. I wrote a proposal for Western Union to provide a business to distribute Ed Turner. The board of directors of Western Union turned me down, said no. They wouldn't do it because it involved financing and charging 10 cents a subscriber and getting paid in the long run. When you got half of the 8 million cable subscribers that were out there, they would be getting $4 million a year. Or they got somebody, they rented a transponder on a 10-year lease at $1 million a year. They didn't like the idea of taking the risk of Ted Turner and a cable industry that they didn't understand.
And, of course, Ted Turner was smaller and leaner.
Oh, yeah.
All right, but you made probably one of the best deals of your life on a dollar.
Yes.
Tell us what the dollar was about.
Ted started out to do it himself, and he found out legally he could not do it himself.
Tell us what he wanted.
To put his signal up on the Hughes satellite and give it or sell it to cable operators.
Why couldn't he do
copyright
that?
Law.
Copyright laws?
Yeah, most of his program was like I Love Lucy. He bought the right to play it in Atlanta, Georgia. He could not play it in Albuquerque, New Mexico, or Chicago, or any place else in the country under copyright laws. On the other hand, the microwave systems that I had run at United Video, that Roy and I had done, that brought in other distant signals, allowed people who, as long as the customer paid for the distribution, we could substitute our microwave and haul Chicago's WGN all the way to Tulsa and sell it to cable subscribers. Well, satellite-wise, we could set up a company that had no tie. We took Ted Turner's signal off the air and put it up to the satellite ourselves.
And that took care of the copyright issue.
Yeah.
It seems like a no-brainer. That was brilliant.
Yeah. Well, before we were done, it cost over $2 million in legal fees to convince the movie companies that what we were doing was legal.
Right. Ted Turner called it one of the greatest $1 investments in American business history.
Yep.
Because you then made millions from the sales.
Yeah, to the subscribers. Once I hit 1 million subscribers at 10 cents a month, I was getting 100,000 a month from the subscribers. So I could pay the $1 million a year for a satellite transponder.
And by now you were on your own?
On my own. Oh, yeah.
$1 million?
A year.
What were the costs?
A satellite uplink. We had built a satellite uplink earlier to a transportable truck for about $300,000. It had a driver and a technician. You could run it with two people, and we just parked that to do the Turner job. So it was not hard to technically do it. The only money we needed was that first year of $1 million. Well, the subscribers grew. And I sold 1% interest to 10 different people and raised $250,000. Between that and not taking a salary myself, we were off and running. RCA, who were the owners of satellites, and an ex-boss of my dad's at RCA, was running the satellite company. He understood what I was doing, and he basically gave me a contract that said I only pay him $250,000 the first year, but I pay him over the 10 years in the contract a total of $15 million, not $10 million. He escalates his rates each year, So the second year he charges me $500,000, the third year $750,000, the fourth year I'm up to $1 million.
Okay.
That was for the transponder, not the right to distribute it. The right for distributor is copyright, same right that everybody had used in the past.
The transponder, what did that do?
That was a path through the satellite. It was one channel, one TV channel through the satellite. The owner of that satellite was RCA. My real financing was the fact that RCA believed in me. They believed that they would get 50% more over the life of the satellite from Ed Taylor than they got from people that signed a $10 million contract and proved they had $10 million.
What about CBS and ABC? Where were they in all this?
They stuck their head in the mud. They didn't believe that it would work. They didn't believe in cable. They just didn't. They should have gotten into business.
Tell us a little more about Ted Turner, his personality, you know, and how the two of you interacted, and were you around each other much?
Ted was an interesting man. He was bipolar. When he was in his good side of being bipolar, he was brilliant, hardworking. When he went into the other mode, he was dumb, stupid, and a drunk.
And you never knew which one you were going to meet up with?
You kind of knew. Part of what I did is I headed the company from Tulsa, because we liked to live in Tulsa. My boys wanted their sister to go to Holland Hall because they had both graduated from Holland Hall. But just the Tulsa community, we came back out of love for it because we had lived here for a couple years while I headed United Video. Because there was a time when I was Roy Bliss's boss at United Video.
But it's remarkable then for Ted Turner to become as successful as he was, to have these two personalities.
Yep. But what I would do is I would go in for a meeting, and no matter what Ted said in a meeting with a lot of people, I'd just stay quiet when I knew he was wrong. And then I would drive him back to the office after the meeting and tell him like he was a little boy that he was wrong and this is what he needed to do. And the next day he'd tell everybody, I changed my mind.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and it worked for years. As far as closeness, even though I ran the company either from New Jersey, where I just left Western Union, and then moved to Tulsa, I had an office in the Braves Stadium. So I saw him at baseball games and meetings there whenever he wanted. And I probably spent an average of one day a week overnight in Atlanta, traveling in meetings, staying the day, and traveling back out to work with Ted and his other subordinate, mostly on marketing. How do we present it to the cable guys? How do we get cable companies to take Ted's signal with his programming, mostly old movies, and the Atlanta Braves, instead of WGN Chicago or some of the better independent stations that were nearby and put us on the system? The easy part was here in Oklahoma, where an awful lot of the people, United Video, couldn't afford to get to them. At United Video, we'd bring Dallas up one tower at a time through the cable industry, but we didn't know how to serve the panhandle type of things.